Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a starting receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Welcome to another edition of WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you live right here on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. I am your host, Al Martin. Happy Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. Can you believe it's already the first of the month? February has bid us adieu, and now it is March 1st, and that means that March Madness will be live and in full effect very, very soon. Just a few games left in the Michigan State men's and women's basketball seasons. And then we'll talk about postseason play. Big Ten tournament on the horizon. And then, of course, the big dance. The NC2A tournament. The tournament that separates the men from the boys. I love it, folks. One of my favorite months of the sporting year. Also a month in which I don't really have a life. I'm okay with that, though, because I love college hoops. I love basketball. There is nothing like March. All right, so we'll talk some college basketball. And unfortunately, I've got to pass along some more injury news for the Michigan State men's basketball team. You know, it started to leak yesterday as Tom Izzo let it be known publicly that this injury did happen this week. And then slowly but surely, I had people hopping in my DMs asking, Al, is it true? Say it ain't so. Al, are you really? Is this happening right now? It's a joke, right? It's a rumor. But no, it's confirmed now. Came from right from the mouth of Tom Izzo that Matt McQuaid sprained his ankle. Now, I'll say this. It doesn't look to be really, really, really serious, but it's still a sprained ankle, all right? Not incredibly serious, but still a sprained ankle. Matt McQuaid, if I had to guess, he'll still play tomorrow as Michigan State men's basketball hits the road to enact some revenge on the Indiana Hoosiers, but his time will be limited. All right, so just want to get that out the system right now before we preview Michigan State at Indiana in just a moment. Also, later on this hour, I will talk about the NFL Combine, which is underway right now at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'll peg a few players that I'm really going to be locked into watching over the weekend that will be, and that is right now, the Combine officially starting drills today. Also, there's been a lot made of the measurements of quarterback, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, for Oklahoma, Mr. Kyler Murray. His measurements causing quite the stir and sparking up a debate whether or not Kyler should be an NFL draft lottery pick. I will weigh in on that as well. It's Fri-yay, and you guys know each and every Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, we help you get fit. I'm really curious to know just how our current sports audience is doing when it comes to the New Year's resolutions that many of you had when it comes to being fit, being more healthy, getting in the gym, treating your body right, putting the correct things in your body, and just living a more fit life in 2019. It's March, and this is around the time of the year when we start to see a lot of people fall off. All right. So hopefully later on today on this hour of Current Sports as we welcome Bless Body Training founder Johnny Lewis for another edition of Fit Fridays. Hopefully Lewis can enact a bit of motivation, all right, for you to get back on the saddle if you've fallen off, or to continue to go out and crush it in the gym and in the kitchen, all right? So you don't want to miss that. Fit Fridays with Johnny Lewis coming to you. And we will have, of course, to close out the hour, Reflection Friday, looking at the week that has been here on Current Sports and beyond. If you would like to be a part of the fun, join the show. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also weigh in on social media. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News to watch the live stream, and you can comment right below that video. Shout out to the new look live stream, looking great. Also, you can weigh in on Twitter. Tweet the hour at WKAR News is the show's Twitter handle that you can weigh in at, and you can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You know what's next. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. Start with news concerning the Michigan State men's soccer team, as the university has announced the hiring of TJ Koba as assistant men's soccer coach. Head coach Damon Rensing completes his coaching staff with Koba after hiring Joe Ahern earlier this month. Koba comes to East Lansing after 4 years at Akron. During Koba's time in Akron, the Zips posted an overall record of 64-20-10. That's a win percentage of 78%. Very impressive stuff, including a 12-4-3 mark in the Mid-American Conference play while securing four conference tournament titles, four trips to the NC2A tourney, and three appearances in the College Cup. Damon Rensing went on to say, quote, "We are really excited to welcome TJ Koba to the MSU soccer family. I started to get to know TJ since we play Akron every year and also at this past season's College Cup. I found TJ to be very knowledgeable of the game, organized, and an extremely hard worker. More importantly, TJ possesses a temperament and humbleness to his success that I think will fit in very well here at MSU." Again, direct quote coming from head coach of the Michigan State men's soccer team, Damon Rensing. Also want to note, it's going to be a very busy weekend in the world of Michigan State athletics, as the Michigan State softball team will take on St. Francis actually today, a little more than an hour from now, at 2:30 p.m. Against St. Francis. Also, the men's tennis team will be at Notre Dame later on today at 3:30 to be exact. And then also the Michigan State softball team, so like a doubleheader today for them. They will also take on Alabama later on today as well. And the Michigan State women's basketball team will play this Sunday on the road against Minnesota. Can you believe that? Concluding the regular season. I'm telling you, folks, postseason play right around the corner. The Michigan State hockey team is at number 7 Ohio State. The Spartans head into the final weekend of the regular season by visiting number 7 Ohio State tonight and tomorrow. OSU clinched the regular season league title last weekend, while the Spartans head into the weekend in 7th place, 1 point out of 6th place, 5 points out of 5th place. MSU can finish as high as 5th place, which is currently right now held by Penn State, but cannot catch any of the teams in 2nd through 4th place. The teams face off tonight. Puck drop at 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, the Michigan State men's basketball team in action tomorrow against Indiana. Indiana with a 14-14 overall record, 5-12 in the Big Ten Conference. One of those five wins coming against Michigan State earlier this year. Indiana hosting number 6 Michigan State. Michigan State 23-5 overall, 14-3, good for numero uno in the Big Ten Conference. That will be a noon tip time live on Fox tomorrow. The Spartans playing their final regular season Big Ten Conference road game at Assembly Hall tomorrow. Michigan State is on a 5-game win streak, coming off a rivalry win against number 7 Michigan last Sunday. Indiana coming off a double OT dub against Wisconsin earlier this year. The Hoosiers ran away with an upset at the Breslin Center, winning in overtime 79-75. And how about the Michigan men's basketball team last night? You think they were a bit angry and wanted to just get out on the basketball court and find some kind of dub? Doing that in thrilling fashion last night, it wasn't even close, folks. John Teske scored a career-high 22 points. Number 9 Michigan easily rebounded from that loss to Michigan State on Sunday, an 82-53 victory over Nebraska on Thursday night. The Wolverines were without Charles Matthews, who's out with a right ankle injury, but Isaiah Livers replaced him in the starting lineup and had 12 points, 10 boards. The Wolverines raced out to a 22-point halftime lead. As behind John Teske and also Iggy Brostikas, it was the last home game for Michigan, which finishes the regular season with trips to Maryland and Michigan State. Michigan honored Matthews. This is a bit odd. Michigan honored Matthews on senior night, even though he does have a year of eligibility left, but is a candidate to leave early for the NBA. So Charles Matthews coming out right now and saying, yeah, I'm done with college. I'm going to the NBA. So, since he's made it known so early, they honored him last night. Yeah, you never see that. That's kind of a weird story. That's a different kind of senior night. Also, the Detroit Pistons are in action on the road tomorrow, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Pistons right now, if the Pistons, if the playoffs, were to start right now, the Pistons would be right there. That's pretty crazy to say that, right? And also, the Detroit Red Wings also in action on the road at the Coyotes. All right, so that means that Little Caesars Arena is pretty much open, right? No. Well, that's because the Harlem Globetrotters have a reserved spot tomorrow. The Harlem Globetrotters will be performing at Little Caesars Arena tomorrow afternoon. That's very cool stuff. I have never seen the Globetrotters play, just on like YouTube highlights, but that's on my basketball bucket list. All right, so the Globetrotters occupying LCA tomorrow, so the Pistons and Wings both playing away from the friendly confines of LCA. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. That is the number if you want to weigh in on anything in the sports world or beyond. We want to get your thoughts on Michigan State on the road taking on Indiana. Do you think that Michigan State will enact a bit of revenge from what happened to them earlier this season against the Hoosiers? What are your thoughts on Matt McQuaid? Again, nothing really, really serious, but he did tweak his ankle in practice this week. So, Matt, I think he will play tomorrow, but limited minutes. So, just yet another injury for Michigan State. If you have any thoughts on that, how about the Wolverines last night? Just mollywhopping. Just not even close. Nebraska didn't have a chance last night. Thoughts on the Wolverines as the season moves along? Just anything. 517-355-WKAR. You know what's next? Let's dive in now to some NBA and some college basketball talk.
chance.
He's going to get 60 tonight.
18 of 18 from the line for Harden. Rockets scrambling. Dragic puts it up and misses. Great defense by Houston. Harden. Capella. Yes. Capella. Megan changed the shot. Dragic had the layup. Capella would not allow it. James Harden drives to the bucket, ties the game at 113. James Harden with 56 points. Incredible. James. James. By Winslow. Oh, puts it up and in. James Harden with 58 points. And the Rockets lead by four. Chris, 15-footer. Got it. Bring him in from the bullpen. He never misses that shot when money's on the line. Waiters goes back out to the three-point line and misses. And the long rebound in the hands of Houston. And Harden's got it. And the Rockets are going to win.
James Harden is unreal. James Harden last night, if you have not heard, the fantastic guard for the NBA's Houston Rockets ended up throwing up 58 points. It's quite remarkable what Harden is doing this year. We have not seen these kind of numbers since, like, Kobe Bryant, folks. James Harden is on my Mount Rushmore, even though he still has many years left to play in the National Basketball Association. Right now, James Harden is already on my Mount Rushmore of top scorers in NBA history. I mean, you just can't slow the guy down. He's so crafty. He's so smart. There's nothing he really can't do offensively with the basketball. And last night, scoring 58 to guide the Rockets past the Miami Heat. It was a 121-118 comeback win for the Rockets in that comeback last night. It was the sixth 50-point performance of the season. He scored 50 or more points six times this year. That's the lone NBA player to hit that milestone more than once in 2018-19, and the 15th of his career. Only Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, the GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, Kobe Bean Bryant, and Elgin Baylor have scored 50 points more times in NBA history. Really remarkable stuff. But it also says a lot that James Harden goes out and scores 58 points, and still the Rockets just squeak by the Miami Heat. It's fun to watch, though. If you are a lover of sports history, if you're a lover of basketball, tune in and watch James Harden play the game on any given night, because it's quite remarkable what he's doing right now. I mean, we again, history is being made. History is certainly being made right now. So the Rockets recorded their fourth consecutive win to improve to 37-25. That's a game and a half behind the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Portland Trail Blazers, who are tied for third place in the NBA's Western Conference standing. So that was one of the big stories from yesterday. But I got to weigh in on this one as well. Coming out of the world of Major League Baseball, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Bryce Harper agreed to a $330 million contract. It's amazing, right? To play with the Philadelphia Phillies. $330 million over the course of 13 years. That is a contract that we've never seen before. And if that doesn't get you, I read this morning. When it comes to Bryce Harper's record deal, which is unprecedented in sports history, $330 million? 13 years? Doing the math, I don't know, Alec, I don't know if you have your calculator behind the glass, man, but I think if I'm doing my math correctly, and I'm bad at math, which is why I became a journalism major here at Michigan State University, right? I'm horrible at math. But if I'm doing my math correctly, $330 million divided by 13 years, that's somewhere in the ballpark of what, like $25 million per year? Am I doing that right? Can you add that up? Is that right?
Yeah, that's just about right. And so what I figured out was it's about $45,000 per at bat.
What?
Yes.
$45,000 every time he
steps up to the plate.
Insane.
I saw an article about how every time he steps up to the plate, he makes about the average median income of families in Philadelphia.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. Did you think we'd ever see contracts like this in the world of sports, especially baseball? Insane, right? But that's not all, because I did some more digging this morning, and I found out that Harper also, on top of that ridiculous contract, he gets bonuses along with the $330 million 13-year contract. Harper, according to the Associated Press, would earn an extra $50,000 each time he's an All-Star, wins a Gold Glove, or a Silver Slugger, or is selected League Championship Series MVP. So an extra $50,000 if you do those things. A World Series MVP trophy would be worth an additional $100,000. And it doesn't stop there, folks. He would get $500,000 if he is league MVP. $50,000 for finishing second in the voting. And $25,000 if he finishes third. So he doesn't even have to come numero uno in league MVP voting. If he's second, he gets some cheese. If he's third, he gets some cheese.
Hey, you need some maintenance for the gold fountain, you know? I mean, hey.
That's crazy, Alec. I mean, the contracts that we are seeing in professional sports today, specifically baseball, it blows my mind. It really does. And the reason why I say specifically baseball is because baseball right now, it's not like baseball is in a healthy place popularity-wise, okay? Baseball is struggling. The young fan is not watching baseball today. I mean, heck, when you just watch a regular MLB game and you look up in the stands, Alec, most of those seats are empty. Totally empty. Because the prices are ridiculous. I was talking with a homie of mine who tried to go in and watch the New York Yankees last year. And he told me, you know, not even for like, you're not sitting like, we're not talking behind home plate. We're talking just regular seats in the stands, you know, mid-level, just trying to watch the game and enjoy the game, man. You know, eat your peanuts and Cracker Jacks and enjoy baseball. The average ticket price, $200.
That's absurd.
$200 to watch the Yanks. I don't understand it. If you look at the ratings, and when it comes to the MLB playoffs, the ratings are down in the dumps. You know, it's just, there's so many different factors here that weigh into it. Baseball is entirely too long. We're talking 3+ hours. Baseball used to be the sport. It used to be. You know, that's why it's dubbed America's pastime. And baseball is trying many things to try and speed up the game, to try and make it appealing to the younger audience. But it's nothing's working right now, and they're struggling right now to figure that out, which is why it blows my mind how still the MLB is able to pay its players, its stars, contracts like this. And we're talking about Bryce Harper. Don't get me wrong. Bryce Harper, you have to be an elite player, a special player to get paid this kind of money. You really do. I was looking at the baseball rankings for Bryce Harper. He's ranked by ESPN And it's the thing that blows my mind, too. He's not even in the top 10, Alec. He's like somewhere like 19, 20, something like that. He's in the top 20. But there's many guys who are ranked ahead of him, yet he signs the biggest deal in baseball today, which I don't understand that. And we're talking about Bryce Harper. Again, don't get me wrong. He's an all-star. He's elite. But for this kind of money, you would think his numbers would be better. He hit something like 249. Every time he went up at bat last year, 249.
Yeah.
Not even in the 300s.
I mean, you got to think about it. Like, I feel like the MLB just came after a TV deal. Because what happened right after the NBA TV deal, you have Mike Conley, who gets the highest contract. And you don't think of him in your top 10 at all, do you?
No.
At that moment, he had the highest contract in NBA history.
Exactly, which makes no sense as well. So I don't get it, man. Whoever Bryce Harper's agent is, props to that brother. And I've heard a little bit about the guy. We have had to Google his name. I don't know his name, but I heard he's kind of hard to work with. He's not very well-liked from owners and GMs in the league, but at the end of the day, the dude gets the job done. $330 million through the span of 13 years. I mean, my goodness. Do you think Bryce Harper is going to be playing at an elite level at the end of that contract? That's amazing to me. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Briefly want to touch on tomorrow's Michigan State men's basketball game, the Spartans getting ready to hit the road to play in a rematch against the Indiana Hoosiers. If you remember what happened early February, February 2nd to be exact, at the Breslin Student Event Center here in East Lansing, IU somehow, someway able to find a way and knock off Michigan State. That is a game that is still haunting Spartan fans out there. That loss, as well as the loss to Illinois, those two games are games that Michigan State should not have lost, but they did. And Michigan State is going to come into this matchup because of that loss on heightened awareness. Indiana, after losing 12 of 13 games, you know, many of those, you know, down to the wire, similar to the meeting with to Wisconsin, the Hoosiers found a way to win in double overtime. A double overtime thriller that possibly may have resurrected, you know, postseason hopes for IU. We don't know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm really curious about this game because, you know, as I noted, I had to pass along the news. You know, a lot of people hit me up yesterday. You know, I was getting text messages. I was getting some tweets out there. I got some DMs on my Facebook page asking me if the news that came out yesterday was in fact true. And yes, it is true that Matt McQuaid did indeed tweak his ankle in practice this week. Where that puts his minutes for tomorrow on the road against Indiana, I have no idea. But if this happened and he sat out practice this week, you know, you have to put Matt McQuaid on limited minutes. And this is a story that you just read and you hear about and you just kind of shake your head and you just kind of throw up your arms and look up to the sky and say, what in the world is going on? Because Michigan State lost Josh Langford against Northern Illinois to close out December. And then the injury to Nick Ward, having the fractured hand. And then now a tweaked ankle to Matt McQuaid. I mean, I did somebody just walk by the Breslin Center and just like enact some voodoo, enact a curse or something like that? Because you can't make this stuff up. This is reality right now for this team. And this is something that I haven't quite seen throughout Tom Izzo's tenure here at Michigan State. These kind of injuries happening at this time of the year It's now March. Michigan State only has 3 games left. It's winning time. And you're without Josh for the rest of the year. Nick, hopefully, will be back in time for the NCAA tourney. You guys know how I feel about the Nick Ward injury. I mean, Nick, I don't care about the Big Ten tournament. It's the Big Ten tournament. The Big Ten tournament means nothing in the grand scheme of things when it comes to competing for a national championship. If Nick Ward is 99.99999, I'm not playing him in the Big Ten tournament. Rest him up for as long as you can and then get him back. Thank goodness this Matt McQuaid injury, because it could be worse, right? Ankle injuries are just a bugaboo. And, you know, I was chatting with you, Alec, before the show, and I have stated this multiple times here on Current Sports. You know, it always blows my mind when I go to the local rec and get my Al Jordan on, and I'm out there, and I'm looking at guys out there playing. How many of them have on these low-top basketball shoes? They're just out there, you know, just out there balling with low tops on. Because for me, you know, when I was growing up, I had a lot of ankle injuries. It just naturally happens. I love, you know, going back on the west side of Detroit, Joy Road in Granville, St. Suzanne, street ball, balling outside in the hot summer days in Detroit. You know, it wasn't the greatest pavement in the world. And I used to have a lot of ankle injuries to the point where I was like, man, what is wrong? And all of a sudden, my stepdad would just look at my shoes and say, this is what's wrong, son. You're wearing low tops. And I used to love, and I used to have like the Allen Iverson shoes when they first came out. I had the low top Reeboks as well. I love those shoes. But the fact of the matter is, they look cool, but they don't protect you from ankle injuries. They in fact, make you more prone to an ankle injury when you're out there playing. So I don't know what Matt was rocking. All I know is I've been watching MSU basketball all year. I've been watching MSU basketball for you know, since back to, like, really honing in and watching them since I was a student back in 08. And just about every year, I say the same thing to myself. I've been watching them rock low-top shoes for so long. I don't know when that trend started, when it became cool. I have no idea. But it is not great when you're out there playing a high level of basketball because an ankle injury can happen at the snap of a finger. And I don't understand it, dude. I just don't get it.
Yeah, so, whenever I go out to ball, I always wear my high-top LeBron 13s.
You're a smart man. Every Mama time. Raised you right.
Every time.
Mama raised you right because I just don't get it. I don't get it. So, furthermore, you know, Cassius Winston, I don't know how much longer he can keep this up. At some point, and maybe I'm really hoping, this is the dream scenario for me tomorrow. Michigan State, realizing that they really wet the bed earlier this season against Indiana. That is not a game they should have lost. They were at home, for goodness sake.
Coming off, and Indiana was coming off a 7-game losing streak as well.
Exactly. They know that game is a game they should have won. I'm hoping that Michigan State has such a heightened awareness when it comes to that game. They're so locked in. They realize that they're way more talented than Indiana, that it's a blowout from the start to finish, that Michigan State comes out the gates, puts their foot on the throat of the Hoosiers, and we're looking at a double-digit lead 5 to 7 minutes in, because that would allow Cassius to finally take a puff, take a break, and you could get more minutes for a guy like Foster Lawyer, for players like a Gabe Brown. Heck, hopefully even we could even see a guy like Marcus Bingham come in. You know what I mean? So for me, that's the dream scenario, because right now the minutes that Cassius is logging, for the first time all year after the Michigan game, we did hear Cassius say that, yeah, I'm a bit tired, man. I'm a bit winded. But, you know, the adrenaline was pumping and it didn't really bother me, but it set in after the game. Because he's playing, you know, 35 plus minutes every single game. That's the dream scenario. And he's just continuing, Cassius Winston, just continuing his campaign to be this season's Big Ten Player of the Year. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what kind of scheme out you, because the scheme that Indiana had to slow down Michigan State was pretty obvious. Double team Nick Ward, deny the passing lanes, and it worked. Nick Ward is no longer out there. So will they go with man-to-man here? I think they will. Will they instead double Cassius Winston to take the ball out of his hands? I don't know. You got to do something to slow the guy down. So we'll see. But IU kind of dodges a bullet here because they don't have to play against Nick Ward. I'm pretty sure Nick Ward is thinking to himself, man, I would really like to get back at Indiana for what happened earlier this season, but they can't. So Ward, he's out. He's out. That hairline fracture in his left hand, he's out. But if you can't get production now from a Matt McQuaid who has been playing really, really well, especially if you look at since Nick Ward has been out, Matt McQuaid has elevated his game. You are going to have to. You must. It's a must that you get production out of your young pups. Lawyer, especially, if there's any young player that I'm calling out, and I get it, he's a freshman, he's got a lot to learn, he's still adjusting to the game. All of those excuses have to go out the window now because Michigan State right now is in desperation mode when it comes to bodies. If there's any young pup that I'm really calling out right now, it's got to be Aaron Henry. Because Aaron Henry has moved into the starting lineup, and we really haven't seen Aaron break out. He's had some big plays and big moments. But if Michigan State, can you just imagine if Michigan State gets a good 12 to 14 points? Heck, even just 10, I'll settle for 10 to 12. Just scoring double digits, that would help Michigan State out tremendously. We'll see, though. At the end of the day, and again, predictions are for losers, Alec. As my former boss at WLNS-TV6 used to say, Fred Heumann, predictions are for losers, Al. Predictions are for losers. We, you know, you get lucky from time to time and you look like a genius. Then on the flip side of that, you can look like an idiot.
It's all confirmation bias.
Right, exactly, right? I'm not Nostradamus. You're not either, all right? I'm going Michigan State, though, to win this game by 12. Not going to give a score. I say Michigan State will win by 12. That's my dream scenario. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit less than 12, but I'm really hoping for players like Foster Lawyer and Xavier Tillman to step up. I'm also hoping Kenny Goins will keep up the pressure up in the paint. He's been doing a really good job with that as well, getting the offensive and defensive rebounds. So I'm hoping for big games out of them. Cassius Winston, obviously, hoping he keeps his, you know, some of his best play that I've seen from him in forever. And I think that if he keeps up this tempo, he could definitely win Big Ten Player of the Year, no doubt.
Definitely. I'm with you. And I just give the trophy to him right now. He's the Big Ten player.
I agree. I agree.
But I'm curious about Matt McQuaid. I don't think he needs to play the entire game. His minutes will be limited. But this is a blow. If he can't go tomorrow at all, that's a huge blow. But I expect him to play, but not a lot tomorrow. We'll see what happens. All right. What do you say? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. On the other side of this first break, I'll read a few of your comments coming in at facebook.com/WKAR News. We will also welcome to the hour Blessed Body Training founder, Johnny Lewis, with yet another edition of Fit Fridays. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. The NFL Combine underway right now at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, I was watching something. I did chuckle. I'm not even going to hold you up. I watched the NFL Network's coverage this morning, and I had no idea that kickers actually ran the 40-yard dash. I kid you not. Kickers, punters, have to run the 40-yard dash at the combine. There was a list of, like, you know, I watched about 7 of them run. I tell you what, there were a few. Kickers are becoming more and more athletic as the years go by. I don't know what's happening, but they are, and I don't want to bash kickers, you know, because there's some out there that say, well, your job is just to kick the football. You don't take any hits, blah, 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 right? But, you know, kickers have to go into some pretty high-pressure situations. Game is on the line, and many times, the game rests on the leg of a kicker. And you got to go out there and perform. The world is watching you, and you got to go out there and deliver. That's That's high pressure. That's high intensity. That's nerve-wracking. And you got to be a special kind of human being to be a kicker at that kind of level, or any level for that matter, to be honest with you. But I had no idea. The 40-yard dash. Kickers running the 40-yard dash. So that was interesting. But you know, I'm really curious. Even though he won't throw this weekend, I don't think he needs to, but Kyler Murray, Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Oklahoma. Of course, Kyler, he's not going to play baseball, even though he could. He wants to play football. And his measurements came out, and not too many people are impressed about the measurements. And I think this conversation is a bit overrated in that context, because we've seen quarterbacks who have not been your ideal size, don't have the ideal height, hands aren't that big. We've seen some of them have great success in the NFL, and I think the poster boy for that point right now is the great Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks. So I have further thoughts on Kyler for reflection Friday, all right? But I just think it's just totally blown out of context how people are just overreacting to Kyler's measurements at the NFL Combine, all right? But, yeah, the Combine will be taking place throughout the weekend. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of athletes out there, you know, being judged by scouts. And you're going to have GMs and owners in the house to see what's going to happen with those top picks. So a few comments coming in on our Facebook page right now. Ben says, hey, Al, you picked us to win this time. I guess I haven't been picking Michigan State a lot as of recently, Alec, just because of the whole injury to Nick Ward. You know, I didn't think that Michigan State would beat Michigan on Sunday. Quite impressive. So Ben is being sarcastic there, saying, hey, Al, you finally picked Michigan State. It's been a long time. Yeah, I mean, I just think the revenge factor here is big. And Michigan State, I can't see them twice losing to lowly Indiana. I just don't see that, Alec. So, yeah, Ben, I'm picking Michigan State. Ben weighs in and says, hopefully Matt McQuaid will play the full game tomorrow despite his ankle problem. No, that's not what you want, Ben. If Matt McQuaid is not healthy, and knowing that he tweaked his ankle, what you would hope for is that Michigan State has a big lead and you won't have to use Matt McQuaid the entire game. You don't want him to play the full game. You want to have a lead so comfortable that you can max tax and relax and throw out your young players, get them some minutes, throw out all the backups. You don't want your starters playing a lot of minutes tomorrow, because there's a lot of basketball left to play, and we're hitting a stretch now. After next week, if you lose, you are done. Simple as that. You are eliminated from tournament play. So the stakes are getting very, very, very high. Chris says, I agree, Al, when it comes to the whole Bryce Harper situation. I don't understand it. I mean, even the contracts right now in the NBA, those are ballooned because of TV contracts. You know, the ESPN signing new TV contracts just kind of ballooned all these different contracts in the NBA when it comes to those respective superstars. But it's amazing. I don't know how baseball is doing it. It's crazy to me. I don't know how baseball is still thriving with these contracts to their players when the popularity of the game is dwindling. I don't know. But, hey, not hating on Bryce Harper, man. If you can find a team that's willing you to pay $330 million over the course of 13 years, more power to you. That's amazing. Okay, let's get to our guest for today's Current Sports. It is now time for another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis.
My own Franz, and we just want to pop you off.
Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press. A basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way. The 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
And it's about that time as we help all of our current sports listeners get fit, continue to reach those fitness goals for 2019 as we invite live to WKAR's Current Sports each and every Friday edition of the show. Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis for Fit Fridays. Johnny Lewis, how you doing? What's up, J. Lou?
What's up, Al? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing today on this Fit Friday?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just trying to stay consistent, stay in the gym, eat right, eat healthy. It can be a challenge at times, but that's why you're here, right?
Yep, that's why I'm here. I'm here for you.
All right, man. Let's dive right into it because you're kind of piggybacking basically on a kind of an ad-lib topic that I brought up last week, and that has to do with protein. And protein consumption and how it's so important when it comes to muscle growth. So I'll just let you take it away.
Yeah, so protein, I'm just going to explain what protein is because protein, everyone needs protein, but a lot of people don't realize that protein is in every cell of your body. So everyone needs protein. It functions in muscle repair and recovery and muscle build. And also with a key function with enzymes, hormones, other body chemicals. And it's also a key in building other parts of your body, like your bones, muscle cartilage, skin, and even in blood. So it's critical that everybody gets protein in their diet. But
definitely,
how much is too much?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do we really need is the question.
Right.
You know? So I know, I think it was a week or two ago, I said I get about like maybe 80 to 120 grams per protein, grams of protein per day.
Mm-hmm.
And it all really depends on your body size and how much you're working up.
Okay.
So I like to give this maybe about 0.4, 0.5 grams of protein per pound for the average person. And this is for someone that's, you know, working out moderately or maybe not even working out at all, you know? And that's like at the most because your body is only going to consume so much protein or digest so much protein.
Okay, you know? So repeat that one more time. So you said how much protein per pound?
Well, I say for the typical human, I would say 0.4 to 0.5 grams per pound.
0.4 to 0.5 grams per pound. Okay.
Of your weight. Yeah.
Gotcha. So for you, so Johnny, for those that don't know how big you are, what is your weight?
So I'm about 190, but sometimes I go down. I fluctuate about 10 pounds depending on the time of year. So I'm going to say 200. For most of the year, I'm probably closer to 200. So for someone like me, 200, say I'm getting that 0.4 to 0.5, you know, that's going to be, you know, 80 to 100. So that's kind of accurate to what I said last time with the 80 to 120. And I also mentioned I can get a little bit more because for extreme athletes or, you know, growing teens or bodybuilders, they may need a little bit more protein. So, you know, for someone like that, they might want to get a little bit more. And I would say no more than like 0.75, 0.8 grams of protein per pound will be consumed and will be digested correctly and processed in your body correctly.
Okay, so that brings me to your next point then. I mean, you talk about how much is too much. What if you over consume protein?
Yeah,
what kind of effects does that have on your body?
So consuming too much protein is really bad for your kidneys, for one thing. So I want to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to consume too much. And not only just health-wise, you're paying for protein, right? We're paying for protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
You get protein from chicken, you get protein from steak, any kind of meat, dairy. You know, most people get enough protein in their diet. So taking extra protein is usually if you have a diet like a vegan or a vegetarian diet, or like I said before, if you're an athlete or a bodybuilder that's working out like 2 to 3 times per day or performing extreme workouts. But for the average person, you probably want to, you know, control your workout regimen first and then see if you need the extra protein.
Gotcha. So when you overconsume protein, then is a hit to the kidneys, is that, which is pretty serious, but is that the only detrimental effect to overconsuming protein?
Oh, no, there's all kinds of effects because protein comes, traditionally, protein comes with fat and cholesterol. So it can be bad for your heart as well, too much cholesterol, and it can just make you gain extra weight that you're not looking to gain. So you have to do it correctly. So I would go based on that 0.4, 0.5, and that's for someone that's working out, you know, like normally. And someone extreme can use a little bit more, but you have to go based on your weight, and you kind of got to just judge your body and take a week or so, take a couple weeks or maybe even a month to see where you're trying to get in terms of your goals. And if you need, if you still find out that you're not getting the protein, then maybe you can use it, you know, a scoop of protein or two in your protein shakes. But, you know, if you're eating like normal meals, like you're eating chicken every day, you're eating protein-based meals, then you don't necessarily need protein. So you all have to gauge on your activity, based on your activity and based on your body weight.
Love that. All right, Johnny, I've heard this conversation as well. As we come up near the end of the hour here, I want to ask you this because in doing further reading on protein, I've also found that there are some products out there of protein powder that have extra stuff that you really don't need and that isn't totally healthy for your body. So you really have to be careful that when you are buying a protein powder to look at the label and see what's in it. How do you know? What do you look for when you're buying a protein powder to make sure that it is the right protein powder for you?
Well, there's typically two types of protein. So you have plant-based proteins for those that don't consume any dairy. And then you have the dairy proteins, and that's whey and casein. Most people will buy whey protein, but if you're not, if you're lactose and you don't want to consume any dairy or vegetarian, vegan, you're going to go with the soy protein or pea protein. So those are just the types of proteins. Now, in terms of added things that are added to protein powders, you basically have to go with the FDA regulations. Or if you want to go, most proteins that you buy here, you know, in the U.S. will be fine. But if you're buying proteins online, you really have to check and see what's in those proteins, especially if they're coming from, like, overseas, you know. So you want to just, you know, be careful with that. I won't go into exactly what is in the protein, but yeah. I will basically talk about the milk proteins, like whey and casein, versus the plant proteins, like soy, pea, or hemp proteins.
Got you. All right, to close out the hour, Johnny, with just 2 minutes left here, I want you to, because we give our listeners a tip that they can also use in the kitchen, and it's fitting because protein is again, being consumed. So what is your favorite protein shake? Do you have a protein shake recipe to pass along to the listeners?
Oh, yeah. So mine is pretty basic. I just like strawberry banana or blueberry banana, depending on the day. So I just take frozen fruit, frozen strawberries, frozen banana. I always throw a little bit of peanut butter in there because that's added protein, and that's a you know, a healthy protein. A little bit of oats. And usually with my protein shakes, I get about 30 grams of protein. So if I add a scoop, and I use whey. Now, I was using the pea protein back when I was doing a vegan thing, but I went back to whey because whey is digested easier, and it has all of the amino acids, the 9 essential amino acids that you need. And
okay.
I just add a little bit of almond milk, put it in the blender, and it's pure deliciousness.
That sounds good, brother. I'll be having one of those later.
Oh, yeah, you know.
All right.
You can, eat post or before the workout, so.
Got you.
Pick which one you want to do, so.
Love it. All right, that's been another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Al. Stay blessed.
Always stay blessed. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll put a cap on this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We have exactly 90 seconds left, and we close out each and every Friday edition of Current Sports with Reflection Friday, reflecting on the week that has been here on Current Sports and beyond. For me, I just want to give a big, big shout-out to our guests this week because we've had some great ones. We had DeAndre Carter, motivational speaker and author, who was on the show yesterday. He was amazing, motivating, and talking about his new March project. Also, want to give a big shout-out to YouTube sensation Matt Maher, better known as MMG on YouTube. He plays the game Madden, and he's blown up. He's got over a million subscribers on YouTube now, Alec. He was awesome. One of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
Yeah, he's a relatively cool guy.
Great guy. Great guy. And he's already a millionaire, and he's a junior here at Michigan State, a marketing major. Amazing. And last but not least, can we give a big shout-out, man, to Ariana Grande? Dude, she just became the most followed person on Instagram this week. She beat Selena Gomez, dude. That's crazy. It would be fitting to have, like, an Ariana Grande track to play.
I thought Kim K was the most followed.
No, it's Grande. Can you believe that? I lost my mind when I heard it. I'm like, dude, Ariana Grande? Crazy stuff. Makes sense. She's had two hot albums, man. All right, that does it for this Friday edition of Current Sports. We'll be back at it Monday with a recap of Michigan State and Indiana. Be easy, people.